Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Elizabeth and the Catapult are a bit difficult to categorize. They describe themselves as Baroque pop, but there are elements of jazz, funk, and soul on their self-titled album. The group is centered around the usual instruments, piano, bass, drums, guitar, but they also feature strings, horns, and more. Singer, songwriter, and pianist Elizabeth Zeman is here along with the rest of the band to perform live in the studio. The first song they'll do for us is one called Waiting for the Kill. Here, live on Soundcheck, is the band Elizabeth and the Catapult.
To forgive him for his sin, brush my grievance under and start it all again. They told me to forget him and all that he had done. If I can't dig out the poison, I better cover up and run. But I'm patient, patient with my time, 'cause revenge is oh so hard to find. Just a good, good girl with a troubled mind. A troubled, good, 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 good girl. Deep inside. Stories high, defended all my demons and waited by and by. Just when I decided that everything was right, I lost all my ambition and withdrew into the night. Now I'm spineless, cowardly, and blind. But revenge is oh so hard to find. Now I'm
That's Elizabeth and the Catapult, live in our studio on Soundcheck. The song is called Waiting for the Kill. And you heard Elizabeth Zeman at our piano and also singing. with Pete Lalish playing the guitar, Brendan O'Grady playing the little keyboards and percussion. Dan Malad, who plays guitar on the CD, is actually playing drums here in the studio today, and Matt Wigton playing the double bass, and Elizabeth Zeman, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. We're so happy to be here.
We have met before in a very different context.
Indeed.
You were a member of, and then a composer for, the Young People's Chorus of New York, the YPC.
Yes.
Our resident chorus that comes
in
here every...
Yes, they're very popular around here.
Yes, they are. So, I mean, you know, the last time I saw you, 3 years ago, you had written a piece for the Young People's Chorus, you know, a choral work, sort of classical composition.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you came out of that. How did you end up with your own catapult?
Right. Well, that's a good question. Actually, a lot of the members here went to Berklee College of Music with me, and we didn't know each other when we were going there. But towards the very, very end of our time there, I went to a pretty seedy dive bar in Boston, and Pete Lalish was rocking out, and people were actually lining up in the street just to, like, see him. And I came up to him. I just told him, you have to play with me. You actually have no choice. And, and you know, the rest is history. I met Dan in a health class, and we all moved to New York, and now we're doing our thing.
All right. So you all went to Berklee but didn't know each other there. It was afterwards that all happened. It's funny how that works. So, I mean, having been a sort of classical singer and composer, right. I mean, you have a fair bit of training and experience with the voice in one kind of singing.
Definitely the YPC was amazing training. As you can tell, Transient Glory is a really, really neat, unique festival that they have every year for, you know, some of the most prominent composers write for the YPC. And then, of course, I was the student composer at the time. But they sing really, really progressive classical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really rare for children to be singing that kind of music, such atonal stuff. So
how old were you when you joined, and when did you sort of graduate, as it were?
Right. I was probably 6 when I joined.
Wow.
I was one of the first members. I'm very proud of that. And, I guess I stayed through most of high school. So.
Now, did you study composition when you were at Berklee?
Yes. I went to Berklee for composition. All of this, you know, most musicians don't even want to pretend like they weren't trained and they've just been touring their whole life.
Right.
So
just,
I'm letting all the
music,
goods out.
All the music came fully formed from the mind
it's
of
natural,
Zeus
I was
kind
born
of thing.
Into this. Yeah. But no, I did go to Berklee College for composition, but when I ended up getting there, Patty Austin came to the school and she was looking for a backup band and backup singers. So I auditioned for that and I ended up doing much more singing than composing at school. So I think it's a good thing.
Did you get to tour with her?
Yeah, I did.
Grammy nominated artist, Patty Austin.
Yeah,
so all right. So
cool.
you had a fair amount of, you know,
that was my training.
Actual training.
Yes.
And so when it came time to put this band together, Elizabeth and the Catapult, you've been using the term, perhaps facetiously or not, but it's been bandied about, Baroque pop. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I hope it's not like grasping for straws here, but we're trying.
It's all grasping for straws. It's music.
Exactly.
You know, it's like this thing that oozes out the harder you try and squeeze it. So
exactly.
Go ahead, grasp away.
I would like to say, I mean, I think we take pride in the fact that it's difficult to categorize us. Record labels might have a different idea about that. They want to categorize us.
Right.
But we think that it's cool that it's hard to. But basically, we're just really, me and Pete especially, are really influenced by Debussy and Ravel. I grew up playing classical piano. And so there's a lot of those harmonies that influence in our music. There's also, you know, a lot of Beatlesque, you know, components, of course, which, I mean, I don't think anyone in this world that's a musician, I mean, that's a pop musician, is not influenced by the Beatles. But a lot of people have referred to us as Beatlesque pop.
Okay. And does the songwriting process, having been trained as a composer, you know, it would seem that tossing off a song is the easiest thing in the world. Doesn't always work that way, though, does it?
No. Oh, well, I'm trying to forget everything I learned. I think that's, you know, it's a common saying. But I just, it's a really interesting thing because it's the actual music, the songwriting part is the easiest part. And then it's the lyrics that are, you know, that take all the tedious time. I think this is also a common thing.
Yeah.
You know, just to get the perfect lyrics in there.
All right. But. So is the current CD something that you guys have produced yourselves?
Yeah, actually, Dan Mlod on the drums and I both produced it together. And I mean, the whole band, basically what happens is I'll write a song and then I'll present it to the band and they'll all either shake their heads no or yes, they'll pick it apart and then put it back together. So it's really, I mean, there's a huge arranging component with our band here. It's not singer-songwriter stuff.
Okay, so it's not like you're distributing a part to the bass and a part
not
for the keyboard
all.
And a part for the guitar. It's
they
like
they do good work.
All right. So let's put you back with the Catapult again. And you want to do another performance for us?
We'd love to.
What's this song?
This is Mama's Boy.
All right. Elizabeth Zeman is making her way back to the piano. And the rest of the band, well, they're right where we left them. So they're going to once again give us a live performance on Soundcheck.
If you want a girl to be your mother, go find another, go find another. You only call me when your life's going under. I'm not just a cover, not just a cover. And then you want to be the tough guy with the appetite. Well, I'm not gonna stop you, but if you're looking for a bed to recover on, go find another one, go find another one. Shine right past you. You seem to think you always get exactly what you ask for. But I'm not your mother. Just a cover
up. That again is Elizabeth and the Catapult, band performing live in our studio on Soundcheck. Elizabeth Zeman singing, playing the piano. Brendan O'Grady doing a little bit of backing vocals and playing the Mellotron-type device and little bits of percussion. Pete Lalish playing the guitar. Matt Wigton the bass. And Dan Mlod behind our drum kit. So Elizabeth and the Catapult, where'd that name come from?
Very good question.
Oh, come on.
I kind of knew you were going to ask
obvious,
that.
Pretty obvious, isn't it?
Well, let's first imagine that it's not a catapult, but more like a slingshot.
Uh-huh.
We're not, you know, violent in any way. It's not a medieval weapon. But we just wanted to go for something kind of playful and kind of like a children's story. So I guess I had Roald Dahl in mind with James and the Giant Peach, maybe.
Okay.
But it kind of stuck. So.
Well, now, you know, the band here is, you know, guitar, keyboard, bass, drums. On the record, you add violin, viola, cello, you got flugelhorn, trumpet. So You know, you said before you're trying to forget all the classical composition stuff you learned, but clearly the orchestration thing has stayed with you.
Right. Well, it's definitely just a part of who I am. Sometimes I hear too much, and it's an interesting thing. I'm really happy with how the EP came out. We're all really proud of it. But I think sometimes on our next venture, it's good to strip it down and just take the most necessary components. So I think sometimes maybe, you know, the really, really dramatic strings, I just ran away with it. But it's always really fun to do all the arranging stuff. But I think the editing is the most important part. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you go from an EP, which has like, what, 5 songs on it?
We have 6, yes.
6, to a full-length
yes,
album
will be
at
our
some
next
point.
Venture, right.
You think that may actually have a leaner, meaner kind of catapult sound?
Maybe, yes. We'll always be really into arranging, but we'll have a balance. Yeah.
The band is Elizabeth and the Catapults. When do you think you go back in and try and make that record?
Well, we do it all very guerrilla style. This last EP, people don't know, but I'm letting the secret out. A lot of it was done in like bathrooms, basements, waiting for people to flush. So, you know, that's ridiculous. But it came out sonically really good. So we record all the time. So
all
it's
right.
Just as soon as we have, you know, 12 tracks, we'll put out another one.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, to you and the boys, good luck with that.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon and playing
thank
for
you.
Us live.
You're not the ordinary blue. You know what you got to do. Don't dodge the flames before the prize. You're not the ordinary kind. If you're waiting for the silver lining, welcome to the other side. To play the part, just take a breath and hold on tight. Let your inhibition slide.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck.